have 3 hours and 18 minutes of remaining drive time. You have 3 hours and 18 minutes of remaining drive time.
This is Talk is Cheap. I'm your host, DJ Susti, bringing you commentary from a sustainable design truck driver perspective, usually revolving around Proudhonian anarchy, not quite libertarian, but headed that direction, but usually using E.F. Schumacher and Keynes' economic perspective. Today's going to be a rant today because there's been a lot of news and I've been listening to it and there's a lot of problems with the news, or I have a lot of problems with the news. So yeah, if you don't like that though, I hope you tune in next week. I'm going to be playing a lecture by Tim Wise, who is a white anti-racist speaker, spoke up here in Eugene back in 1999, a talk about institutional racism. That's next week, if I can digitize that tape, which I should be able to. And then I'll be having more from the conference and corporate dominance after that. Let's see, what else? So that's coming up here on Talk is Cheap. Please use your own brain at all times. Practice critical thinking. And don't take my word for anything. Research this stuff yourself.
XRT and Bill Bruford and his band Bruford on tonight's Sunday Night On Concert. Presented tonight by 7UP and by TDK Recording Tape, the official recording tape of all local Sunday Night On Concerts.
Right, just had to get that out of my system. Sorry.
Come again. Bring your friends. Thank you. Yeah, that was Forever Until Sunday, and you seem to agree. Played nicely by John Clark on a guitar. Would you welcome John? First time in Chicago. while we're in the business of introducing people, I'd like you to meet a good friend of mine, also first time in Chicago, at the keyboards, Dave Stewart. Cult hero. Yeah. And also somebody you've probably heard about already, a long, tall streak of impertinence in the middle, Jeff Berlin on the bass.
All right, so yeah, this is Talk Is Cheap. I'm your host, DJ Susti. And I got a few things, a three-stage rant for you today. Probably go a half an hour. All right, first, I just want to commend the school kids for standing up and getting involved. Students have the most to gain and the least to lose in the struggle for justice in the world. I was talking to an anarchist friend of mine that was saying, he reminded me that what will hopefully come out of this is that these kids are going to learn that an individual can make a difference, and organizing, and don't give up. You can make a difference, even though it looks pretty dismal right now. I actually have a lot of hope, especially with the boycott, divest, and sanctions movement. All right, so, and these other movements too, the Me Too movement, I just want to remind you that the ultra-conservatives, the far right, are blaming feminism for the problems with men and misogyny. They're saying that it's wedlock out of marriage is what is causing all this sexual exploitation. So, and to you racist, to you anti-racist people, I'm hoping, so the Me Too movement, one more thing is I'm hoping you're gonna, it's great what you're doing. Of course women should get paid equally. All the women in my family are have run their own businesses, including my grandmother, ran the box office for the Hollywood Wax Museum in the 80s. So, yeah, but I hope, you know, there's nothing exploited like women during war. So we need to all gain and corporate militarism. Nobody gets exploited like what corporate militarism does to women and children. And the same goes for racism. Of course, there's racism is ridiculous, but ultimately people need to be educated and more exposure, and there is an economic factor to racism. It's a much bigger problem. All right, so that's my bit on that. One thing about trucking, you know, I take a lot of recycled paper back because I work for a mill who shall remain nameless that makes paper rolls that they make into cardboard boxes. So, the thing is, when I go to these recycling places, it's ridiculous. I can barely get my truck in there. They're like a junkyard that, because we don't pay enough for recycling, they use every inch. I literally am an inch away of not getting on the scale to weigh my the cardboard that I get from these places. So, I'm sorry, but, and part of this show, the theme of this show is show me a problem and I'll show you a state-sponsored corporation that is causing it. And these corporations that create bottles and cans and create the junk stream, the garbage stream, need to pay for recycling. And yes, they may pass that on to the consumer, but it'll incentivize them to come up with a different method of something different. Because it's ridiculous. These places, you can tell when they started out, they were state of the art back in the 70s, but now they have not improved since the 70s, so they're literally just a junk heap that is ridiculously unsafe and underpaid workers, and there's a whole movement on getting corporations to pay more for recycling or do something about packaging. And I'm sorry, but why are we sending it there should be plenty of good jobs in recycling. Why are we sending it to China? That's ridiculous. So putting on a ship and sending it to China and increasing the plastic island in the ocean. So, all right, so then on this Russia probe thing, the Russia stuff, I'm sorry, but I have to comment on that. What I've listened to, for this poisoning that went on in Russia, the guy, you know, it's Russia this, Russia that, Russia this, Russia that, and then all of a sudden they go, oh, the guy that invented the poison, he lives in New Jersey now. He's become a citizen of the United States and lives in New Jersey. And then I haven't heard that story at all. I heard that story once, and I listen to the radio quite a bit while I'm driving truck. And I heard that story once, and then I haven't heard it again. And then they said, Britain has had this formula for this poison, this nerve gas, for years. And then I haven't heard that anymore. And then the coup de grace, and this is where they bury the lead, is they said, we're going to put sanctions on Russia because Putin has been putting money in British banks that he has gained from human rights violations for years, and he's put in billions of dollars, and the Russian aristocrats have put in billions of dollars into English banks, and we're going to have to seize those assets. Hold on there, big fella news, corporate news media. Where did the money come from in the first place? Okay, why did you let Putin put money in the banks, in the English banks in the first place? So I haven't heard anybody asking this question, and so yeah, I have a few questions here. How did that money get into the bank in the first place? And it's because, I can tell you why. It's because when the Soviet Union fell, we left basically the mafia in charge, like we always do. We left the fascists, aristocrats in charge. And of course they extracted all the money, and that's why the Russians are so pissed. And of course they resort to fascism when it happens over and over again. I'm reading a history of the Spanish Civil War, and the wealthy owned all the media in Spain, so they basically brainwashed with propaganda the people into fascism, and that is basically, in a nutshell, I'm oversimplifying it, but that's basically what has happened to Russia, and why we have yes, of course Putin is a fascist dictator, of course he's going to be, you put him in power. The United States economic industrialists and corporate America put Putin in power ultimately, and manipulated their currency with petrodollars and the dollar in general, and interest rates. Okay, so, and then if you want to talk about influencing the election, okay, let's say the Russians did influence the election. No one influences the election in America like corporations. Nobody influences the elections in the United States like Citizens United and corporate PACs, and I could go on, and the Koch brothers, and I could go on and on and on. Alright, and one thing I gotta say for Trump, he's doing it the wrong way, but we do need to get away from Russia and look at, it's not China that is the problem, it is the corporations that deal with China. All right, and this is where the Democrats need to move over back, get off of their corporate sponsors and go back to a Keynesian style economics, and that is not socialism. I don't see why Bernie Sanders said he was a socialist. Keynesian economics, government steps in until business will take over, then the government backs off. If business doesn't take over and start solving problems, then yes, the government's going to stay in there. That is not socialism. I'm working from an outline here. So, you know, these are the things that Democrats need to start promoting. I need pensions. We need more pensions. We need more health care. Unions also are not, really, technically, are not socialism, okay? If you read George Selby's, manufacturers all have associations. There's the Grocers Association, the Electrical Contractors Association, the Truckers Association, which reminds me of one other thing. The Truckers Association, and this is another thing that the Democrats, we need them to do, because I try to give you solutions here on, and that's why it's called Talk is Cheap. The Truckers Associations have come out and said that they are willing to pay a higher gas tax. They want to see a higher gas tax. And yes, that causes higher prices and encourages people to, incentivize people to find more conservative ways, conservation ways of dealing with fuel. And higher gas mileage cars and alternative energy. So the Truckers Association, and this is what, we need a huge infrastructure repair. This is ridiculous. They were waiting on this for so long, which is another thing the Democrats need to move over toward. And I'll tell you what I suspect is holding up the infrastructure bill for preparing roads is, we have a guy up here called Lars Larson. And I've heard him talk about what he wants to do is lower the wages dramatically of all the workers and pay them like $15 an hour to build roads. And I'm sorry, you don't want to other people to make less money. You want to point to the road builders and go, hey, they're making $35 an hour. I want more money. And it puts more money. They've done many studies. It puts more money into the economy, and eventually we all make more money when wages are higher within reason. So yeah, back to unions. The reason unions are not socialist is because you can organize. Just socialism is the government owns the means of production, and communism is the workers own the means of production. So unions have nothing to do really with socialism. And this is why I don't understand why veterans are always fighting with union members, because they think it's un-American to be a union member, when it's the manufacturers and the corporations that all have associations. If they want to stop having associations, we'll stop organizing labor. So, that's another thing, is veterans, I need to separate military spending between defense contractors and the military. I'm sorry, but we may need a standing army, and I don't care if my tax dollars go to pay veterans a lot of money. Someday, I'm hoping we won't need soldiers and have to keep a standing army. And just to go off on a tangent, one of my theories that I'm looking into is, in the spirit of Gandhi Satyagraha, what about putting an international force in these areas where you have, let's say, 10 troops for every, or for one troop for every 10 person, and yes, they might be armed at first, and shut down these countries until we can get some real elections and get people installed that are elected by the people, and then slowly we can have unarmed peacekeepers left in the area until things are settled down, and then bring those out too. Just like, the London Bobbies have gone for years. They don't have weapons, and then they bring in weaponized police when there is a conflict. Not that that's necessarily a good thing. All right, and so this Facebook thing, I don't do Facebook because I've always had a suspect of Facebook. However, I do listservs. I'm old school. I used to do listservs. They're falling by the wayside. However, I got to admit that Facebook has done some really great organizing. There's been some really great organizing out of Facebook. So I have a little suspect of what's going on within the news. And let's face it, once again, why are the corporations using this data against us? And would a small business be able to afford a data extraction and analysis situation? So again, it's really the corporations, I suspect. What little I know about this, sure looks to me like there's a corporation that, why are they using our data in this way? Okay, so just want to say too that I'm tired of the definition of fascism is state-sponsored corporatism, okay? It's not anything else. All right, and then a word on the, my parents used to say, oh, the pendulum will go back and forth with, of politics, will go back and forth from liberal to conservative and regulation to non-regulation. And no, I'm sorry. I just remember this movie, The Pit and the Pendulum. I've never actually seen the movie because they show this guy at the beginning where he's getting cut in half by the pendulum that keeps going lower and lower, and it's a blade on the end of a pendulum and it cuts him in half. So the pendulum, we need to go away from the pendulum, okay? It's no pendulum anymore. There's a third way to look at this, and that's what I'm gonna get into now. That no more, we don't need to swing back and forth to regulation. For instance, solar panels, I'm sorry, but the solar industry, and who, the people that are making the regulations, we have way too much regulations for putting rooftop solar. And the people that put these regulations in force are the electronic manufacturers. Instead of just wiring up a solar panel onto your house, they used to have a golden switch that they wanted you to put in, and all kinds of rheostats, relays, and all this other bullwhang that nobody needs, and just doubles the cost of solar panels. And that is the manufacturers that make those regulations, that lobby the associations, that lobby the standards boards to get those regulations to sell more product. I've actually seen this happen with fire alarms. So what I'm talking about is, and again, this is the stuff I think the Democrats should embrace. The Green Party seems to be moonbeams and unicorns over there. So this is not a radical solution at all. This is based, like I say, this I got from Lou Rukeyser. I've talked about this before, a long time ago. I used to do Washington Week in Review, I think it was. You tax things that you want to discourage, and you give tax breaks. Of course, when you tax something, it's going to raise the price. That's the whole idea. And then you give tax breaks to those people who are doing good behavior. And that is what a capitalist government is supposed to do. You are supposed to maintain commerce. This is what Keynes was talking about too, was clearly Walmart is not maintaining commerce when they don't pay their workers enough to afford the products that they sell. Clearly, they are not maintaining commerce when they refuse to unionize. So you're gonna have to tax Walmart unless they're willing to unionize. They need to be taxed or unionized. Pharmaceutical companies, if you use research that you get from public colleges and make drugs and then charge an arm and a leg for them, we're going to tax you for that. And then we're going to give tax breaks to people that don't do that. Energy corporations too. If you don't want to help us decentralize our energy and charge us to run a line to our house instead of encouraging rooftop solar and decentralized wind power too. I don't need centralized wind power with a power line that runs to our houses and industry. No. That stuff needs to be done decentralized at each site. Finance too. If you're not going to loan money be a part of the community, loan money to the community, we're going to tax you. And we're going to give tax breaks to those that don't do that. And transportation too. This is ridiculous. This guy it's not funny, but they ran over, the driverless car ran over somebody. You know, the automobile is a failed business model, I'm sorry. It just, you don't just keep buying new cars over and over again. You build a car that is supposed to last, first of all, and which is why it's a failed business model, because they keep selling new cars. Also, these technology companies. These guys, Apple, has more money, has so much money, they don't know what to do with it. They literally do not know what to do with it. They're looking for ways to make a return on their money. So they're talking about loaning money out to make money with all this cash that they're sitting on. Well, hey, how about stop using slave labor and Congolese labor and environmental disasters to make your products. And what about, hey, bring them over, start hiring some people, building some factories over here in the United States, and pay people more money to build your iPad. This is ridiculous. I mean, they have more money than God. All right, so, and furthermore, our economy, if we're going to turn it into a service economy, you're going to have to pay more people more money for service. And then what I'd like to see also is much more money in education. Dennis Kucinich had something where let's put as much money into weapons as you do into education. Why you're profiting at all from weapons, I've never quite understood that. If that's a capitalist, if that's a socialist thought, then I guess I'm a socialist. But yeah, research and education, this concept that robots are taking over your jobs, there's plenty of jobs in research. There's an entire universe out there of research that needs to be done. And that research will create inventions that can be sold and money can be made either in the private sector, basically in the private sector on there. It's called, we sustainability people call it an incubator, a business incubator. The government needs to be a business incubator and use this tax dollars that you're taxing people that are that have bad behavior to educate people and come up with new ideas and new jobs. And I mean, your computer at home now can do research for you. You don't need this whole concept of a guaranteed income. That is a sham that I could do an entire show on. But hey, how about have a computer? You have a computer that does research at your house, and you get paid for that. And it spreads out the electric grid and doesn't cause an environmental disaster. So, and then private companies can pay the government back in an incubator. You pay the incubator back when they have set you up in a business, helped set you up as in a form of mutual aid society. They would set you up in a business, give you the research and some seed money to start a business. And when that business takes off, you pay back the incubator. This is basic stuff. It's capitalism maintaining commerce. Not a radical idea. The pendulum doesn't need to swing all the way over to socialism and communism. There's a middle road here that we can reach. That stupid white people will be happy with. Alright, so that's my rant for this week. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Boycott, divest, and sanction.
Minutes of remaining drive time.